Hello, my sales ops community. This is Sales Ops with Sales Strategic. And I'm coming back with our second episode. And today we're going to focus on retention. So just a little bit of housekeeping. As we continue to develop this podcast, and I want to develop it with you guys. Starting out, we're right around 15 minutes. We'll eventually go up to 30 minutes. I'm debating whether it should be weekly or bi-weekly. So you got to bear with me with that. Also, I do want to put the emphasis again on the idea that I'm really trying to make this as simple as possible so a business owner can grasp it, small business owner can grasp the concepts. You know, or a sales leader as well, since this is focused on sales operations management. I do have a company which is called Sales Strategic, and that company specifically focuses on sales operations management. So if you hear this stuff in a podcast and you feel like, you know, I understand what Sean's saying, but I think I need somebody to handle this for me, our company is here for you. You can look at it from the idea that we're going to be your guidance through that whole process of being able to measure what's going on with your sales operations. And it's important to measure it, because once you measure it, you can gain insights. You can be able to be agile if needed, and you're able to be more efficient and eliminate inefficiencies. And then let's backtrack and go back to the topic at hand, which is retention. I think it's important to note that we know, as business owners and sales leaders, we know that retention is there. We know we should be measuring it. We know it's important, but the question is, do you measure? The question also is, do you understand why it's important? I think so often we worry about acquiring new customers that we actually don't realize that it costs businesses on average 7 times more to get a new customer than to retain the one you already have. Let me say that again. It costs businesses 7 times more to get a new customer than to retain the one you already have. So let's look at case study. And this is from a case study from Lenovo, that a company that I saw on LinkedIn called RenewTrax, very great company. It's for renewal automation platform. And they help you understand how you can automate that process. But the quick case study that they kind of highlighted was Lenovo. What Lenovo did is they had 55 million in renewals, and they were on the brink of expiring. And what they did, instead of just renewing them, they used that opportunity to achieve an incredible 200% year-over-year revenue boost. And they did that because they had two clear goals. They wanted to simplify the renewal process, and they wanted to unlock new revenue streams. And they did that through automation. They were able to give their customers the power of a seamless, hassle-free digital buying experience, which I can attest to because I get texts from Lenovo all the time. I bought a Lenovo one time, and now I get texts from them all the time. And anytime there's a holiday, there's always a text coming up. But it's very easy. Click on the link, and you'll go right to the website. And along with that, their conversion rate shot up a solid 42%. So they focused on renewing. they were able to convert a lot of the businesses that they renewed, and the expense wasn't on acquiring a new customer, because we all know acquiring a customer can be costly. And their focus was already on the base that they had. So when we look across across many industries, we can see that customer retention rates on average are 75%. That means you're going to retain three out of every four customers. And it really just depends on what industry you're in, because the range is 55% to 84%. And professional services being at the top at 84%, whereas hospitality, travel, and restaurants are at 55%, which makes sense because if you're traveling or if you're staying at a hotel, you may not go back to that hotel often. Or if you love that hotel, you may go back, but the odds are that same thing with restaurants. When you go to eat at a place, you know, certain restaurants you may go eat at, you may not like the experience, you may not go back again. Certain ones you may eat at, but do you actually engage with the restaurant when you eat there to, you know, to help understand what those rates are? So that's important to note, because you really want to get an idea of within your business. You really want to understand that if you have a certain or an X amount of clients or customers, simultaneously with acquiring new customers, I really should be focusing on retaining customers. But how can you focus on retaining customers and how well you're doing if you're not measuring? So ask yourself this: are you measuring your retention? Your overall retention, are you measuring that? And to put it simply, if you just wanted a base kind of idea of how to measure your overall retention rate, you'll just take the number of new customers gained, you'll take that from the number of new customers at the end of the period. So, and then you're going to divide that by the starting amount of customer count for that same period. So, an example would be if you had 250 customers or clients, you're going to take the number of new customers at the end of a period. So, let's say you had 280 at the end of a period. You're going to minus that from, or subtract that from, the number of new customers you gained in a year. So let's say you gained 125 new customers in a year. And then you're going to divide that by the amount of customers you started with. Well, if you remember when we talked about at the starting point, that was 250. So let's do this together. And I am going to get a calculator out. So I'm going to take 280 minus 125. And then I'm going to divide that by 250. And that equals 62%. So that number, it is on a low side if this was a real example of a business. And you should be able to measure, when you get your number, measure it up with what I told you earlier. The average across all industries is 75%. If you're in professional services, it's 84%. If you're in hospitality, travel, restaurants, it's 55%. And so in this case, a business owner would say, oh, wow, my overall retention rate is not good. That's okay. And this is where I think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough grace. And what I mean by that is the moment you begin to measure your activity is the moment you're going to begin to grow. I'm gonna say that again. The moment that you begin to measure your activity is the moment that you're gonna be able to grow. I talk to business leaders all the time, sales leaders or business owners all the time. And when I ask them, hey, how do you measure the amount of customers you have? How do you measure your attrition rate? How do you measure your customer retention rate? In a lot of cases, they can't tell me. And in some cases, they say, well, we just look on our CRM. Not all CRMs are equipped to be able to specifically measure certain things that you need. And then if they do measure for you, what does that number mean? So when I say to them, oh, okay, well, what's your rate? I had somebody say, oh, yeah, well, my rate is around 70%. And I said, oh, okay. Well, what are the rates of your peers? And they couldn't answer me. And I said, well, do you know what the national average is? No. What is it like? 85, 90? Because that's where we want to be at. I said, no, it's 74%. 74, 75, give or take. And they were shocked. They were shocked because they really didn't understand what that number that they saw all the time in their CRM meant. And you're going to have a lot of sales leaders or business owners that don't understand what the numbers mean. They have the numbers and they measure it off of, oh, well, we need to be at 90%. Do you? Is that realistic? Because if the max is 84% on average, why should you be at 90%? And that leads into a whole nother conversation of burnout, and we're not gonna get into that this podcast episode. But so the key I would say is make sure you're measuring what your overall retention is. And then I'm also going to break it down to you some specific measurements you should have when you're trying to measure your retention in specific points. So the first one is renewal rate. The next one is customer churn rate. The third one is customer lifetime value. You want to measure customer satisfaction, net promoter score, the repeat purchase rate, and customer engagement. Now you can pause or fast forward or rewind in order to get all of those points again. But I'm going to focus today on renewal rate and customer churn rate, because these two are some of the most known rates, but I don't know if we as an industry whole really understand what these two things represent. So first, we talk about renewal rate. And also, renewal rate and customer churn rate, don't they sound the same? What are actually different? So renewal rate focuses on how many customers contribute or continue to do business with you. On the opposite end, customer churn rate or attrition rate measures the amount of customers that stop doing business with you. Two completely different things to measure, or points to measure, I should say. So you really want to be able to have specific insight into how many customers are staying, which is going to help assess the effectiveness of your actual strategies. So if you use like a renewal track, like I talked about earlier, the automation piece that Lenovo used, or any type of email marketing campaign, any type of campaign to reach out to your existing customers or clients, the renewal rate is going to help you assess how effective those strategies are. Your churn rate is going to give you insight into how many customers are actually leaving, and it's going to help identify any potential issues which are causing attrition. So, if we want to illustrate an example, let's say that a company has 1,000 customers at the start of a month. And let's say by the end of the month, 100 customers have left. So, for easy math purposes, that churn rate would be 10%. How did I get that calculation? Because I'm taking the number of customers lost during a specific period, and I'm dividing that by the number of customers at the start of a period, and I'm multiplying it by 100. So in this case, it would be you would have 100 divided by 1,000 times 100, which equals 10%. So let's, on a flip side, say during that same month, remember we talked about you had 1,000 customers. During that same month, you had 900 customers who were up for renewal, at which 81 of them renewed their subscription or service or whatever it may be. That means that your renewal rate is 90%. So you would take, in this case, the 810 divided by 900 and then multiply by 100 to get 90%. So in this example, while there were 10% of total customers that were lost, 90% of those that were up for renewal chose to renew. Both of these metrics are actually crucial for a comprehensive understanding of customer retention overall and for making informed strategic decisions to enhance whether it's your customer loyalty or enhance business growth. You really are going to want to measure both of these metrics. And it kind of backtrack because I don't think I said it about renewal rate. The renewal rate, you take the number of customers renewing divided by the number of customers up for renewal, you times by 100. When I was at my previous job in Baltimore, I'm bringing that job up again because it is applicable in this instance. You know, one of the things I could never understand is, well, why is my renewal rate always different from my retention rate, which is always different from my churn rate? And at that time, the industry, and well, I'll say our business, and there's a large amount of them that are all throughout the country. There wasn't a full understanding of what all of these different measurements meant. There are three different measurements that you need to use and focus on, points that you can have to help you make better decisions. Because if you, and in this case, our renewal rate was always, a lot of times was at like 95%. So if we know that if a customer's coming up for renewal, 9 out of 10 times, roughly, we're going to get that person to renew. However, in that same month, we had a 24% attrition rate. So it's kind of high. And we were able to pinpoint that down to understand once I was able to break it down, learn about it, really figure out the effectiveness of having these three rates meant. What I was able to understand is that we were losing a large amount, or we were churning through a large amount of clients specifically because we had them on monthly payment plans as opposed to having them pay yearly. We learned that when somebody paid yearly, if they were up for their renewal, they were going to renew. But if they were on a monthly payment plan, one out of every four were canceling. So that helped us to be able to understand, okay, if we want to shift our business in a way where we're bringing in a little bit more cash and we're increasing our overall retention of customers, the way our sales team needed to sell, we shifted to trying to sell our product or service annually as opposed to monthly. We still had monthlies, but if we could break it down into three or four payments over a quarter for them to be able to pay, as opposed to allowing them to pay over the course of 12 months monthly, we were able to understand that having them pay annually was the best way to go. And then what we were able to see is that, oh, okay, well, that's why our retention rate decreased so much, because our attrition rate was high. So we started the year at 80%, and we were able to get that back. Our retention, overall retention rate, by the way, we were able to get that back up to 85%, our overall retention rate. We were also able to reduce our attrition down to 18%, and our renewals stayed the same. So they were still hovering around 90 to 95%. And that's how we did that. That's how we were able to shift, and we gained a lot of revenue just by that shift. Not only did we gain a lot of revenue by that shift, but we also were able to focus and implement strategies to help with our attrition. For example, we implemented a email drip that was able to really engage with a business who missed a payment on their monthly payment plans. And that small amount of engagement increased the amount of people that actually just paid their bill and didn't cancel. And you're going to find a lot of that throughout your process. When you measure different points in your business, you're going to find out that if you make a little change in your business because of what you measured and what you saw the result is, and you match that up with the goal you're trying to get to, that little change in business can really help increase revenue. Churn rate is very crucial in this way because it impacts the revenue significantly, which it impacted our revenue, the example I gave before, because high churn rates hurts the company's revenue and profitability. And ultimately, if you're losing a bunch of customers, you're going to lose recurring revenue. And you know, obviously that's not something that you want to do overall. So again, and in closing, as a business owner or sales leader, if you could take anything from what I'm telling you today, it's measure what you're doing. Measure every aspect of your business. Because once you measure, that's when you can begin to grow. If you like what you heard today, please do not forget to download. Do not forget to like the podcast. We're on Spotify. I haven't checked Apple yet, but we're definitely and obviously starting out, and we're going to continue to put out great content. And we want to try and build the community together. But more importantly, just want to be able to get information out. I have a passion for small businesses, and I really want to help as many small businesses as I can. And if this podcast is going to be a way to do it, then I'm excited about that. So please don't forget to hit the notifications so you can be notified when your episode comes out. And I will see my sales ops community in another week. And like I said, I am going to commit to next week. I don't know after that if I want to do bi-weekly or not, or stay with it as weekly. So it just depends, but I'm excited for the future of the podcast. I'm excited for the information that I'm sharing. And hopefully this was very informative in understanding why you need to measure your customer retention rate in two very simple measurements that you can look at, which are your renewal rate and your customer churn rate. All righty, everyone. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.